Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pipe. Now, Piers Morgan has revealed that the supposed royal racists who simply asked what skin colour Archie might have were the King and Princess Catherine, i.e. the Duchess of Cambridge. And all I can say is that there is something reassuring about knowing that the King of England and the future Queen of England have a sufficiently detailed knowledge of genetics to ask such questions. Because, of course, the genetics of skin colour is quite complicated. It's not just one or two genes that are involved. There are lots of genes that are involved in skin colour. So even when you have a couple who are of the same race, then there can be all kinds of variation in skin colour between the children and the parents. When you have a mixed race couple, it gets even more complicated, and particularly this particular mixed race couple, because the average African-American is about 20% genetically white due to inbreeding on interbreeding in slave plantations and whatever. I would say that Meghan Markle's mother would probably be above the average. Meghan Markle herself, therefore, is probably more than 50% genetically white. Her husband obviously is entirely genetically white, and therefore all kinds of interesting combinations can occur. There is the concept of the genetic throwback, for example, where two black parents who both have a certain percentage of white genes can end up with a child that looks white. And this happens because, by unlikely genetic chance, couples being, of course, on average, relatively genetically similar, by unlikely genetic chance, the child happens to inherit all of the, as it were, white genes from both sets of parents. In each case, by random chance, it is the genes that relate of European origin that happen to combine, resulting, just by chance, resulting in a child that can look white despite having black parents. Or the opposite can occur. You get two parents in South Africa, for example, who are both Afrikaans, but the average Afrikaans is about 6% African, and by genetic chance it is those genes that combine and you get a child that looks rather African. Now, exactly that could happen with the children of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and it's wonderful to think that the King and the future Queen have a sufficient knowledge of how genetics works to understand that. So yes, it could be that what you have is two children that just sort of have light brown skin. That could be what happened. But also, what could happen is you have two children that simply look white, which, by the way, appears to have been what has happened. And so it was actually really rather sensible and reasonable for the King and the future Queen to speculate on Archie's skin colour, because it was, as I say, it's perfectly possible that he could have been just sort of light brown looking, sort of Mediterranean looking, really. But also it's perfectly possible that he could have had white skin. And as we see, it turned out that he had white skin. So that's reasonable, isn't it? So all I can say is, well done, Your Majesty. Well done, ma'am, and God save the King. For those of you who watch from the north of England, or at least can get there, tickets for our Liverpool meet-up on the 16th of December are nearly sold out. So for your last chance for a proper based meet-up, click on the link below and reserve your place there now. Are you ready for the future of the West?